Welcome to another inspiring message recorded at Thrive Church, a church passionate about moving people towards Jesus.
Hey everybody, well welcome to church. Here we are filming at the beautiful shed and silo. It's out on the Benoni Agricultural Holdings, and it's an amazing place. They serve incredible food, incredible cake, and incredible coffee. This is a double shot cappuccino, equally as good as Thrive Church Edenvale's coffee. Shout out to all the baristas at Edenvale. But Shed and Silo, amazing place. So anyway, they've been kind enough to allow us to film here for the series. So if you're ever looking for a great place to go with a lot of fresh air and country vibes, pay them a visit. As we get going today, let me ask you a question. What would you say to me if I suggested to you that, church, there is a completely different and infinitely better way to live than what we're living at the moment? What would you say to me if I was to say to you that the answer to that nagging question, you know, that question that's in the back of all of our minds, the question is, isn't there more to life than this? What would you say if I said the answer to that question was a definite yes? I'm talking today about a way to live that's deeply and richly satisfying. You know, it's a way to live free from loneliness and fear and anxiety about the future. A way filled with this constant peace and joy, where you're actually able to love your neighbor as you love yourself, side shot, except perhaps for the neighbor with a cat. Everybody knows cats are from the devil, so it's very hard to love a neighbor with a cat. I get that. Back to the question, where we are free of anger and lust. Imagine a life like that, free of anger and lust, where we leave envy behind us, you know, the Facebook or Insta envy, where we're less confused and more clear about the kind of life that we want to live. Wouldn't it be great to not need others to praise us and not to be paralyzed or humiliated by the fact that people might dislike us or condemn us? Wouldn't you like to have the strength to lead a life of constant creative goodness and have the compassion that enables us to genuinely bless those who might curse us or be our opponents? Wouldn't you like to actually, really, realistically, be able to turn the other cheek when somebody insults you, to not be jealous of those who might get promoted ahead of us, or be devastated by those who mock our faith? Wouldn't you like to have a deep desire to really help people in need? Church, what would you say to me if I said that there was an alternative to the social media envy and the angry frustration that we have with the world and the unsettling confusion and all the anxiety about the future? What would you say to me if I suggested that there is another, better way to live? Well, if you're like me, you're going to say, sounds fantastic, I'd love it. But by the same token, it sounds unrealistic, sounds not possible, sounds a little like some distant land in a fantasy novel. And you know what? It was impossible. It was distant, and it was unattainable, that is, until Jesus arrived on the scene. You see, at the age of 30, Jesus began his ministry. And check it out, this is the way that Scripture describes the very moment he kicked off his ministry. It's found in Matthew 4 and verse 17. It simply says this: from that time on, Jesus began to proclaim his message with these words: keep turning away from your sins and come back to God. Here's the key phrase: for heaven's kingdom realm is now accessible. Heaven's kingdom realm is now accessible. So when Jesus arrived, the first thing he announced is that God's kingdom had now arrived and it was accessible. It could be accessed. And with that, a different, better kind of life opened up. It now became accessible. We could call it a with God kind of life. It now genuinely becomes possible. And so it's a different way to live, an infinitely better way to live. And the good news that Jesus announced, in fact, the very reason for his ministry, is that every one of us, you sitting watching on your tablet, your phone, your TV today, every single one of us is invited into that way of living, where it is possible to respond patiently to your kids instead of out of frustration. Shout out to all the folks and parents who did homeschooling. Where it's possible to be gentle to your spouse. Where it's possible to listen more than you speak with your friends. You know, when friends get together and everybody's talking, nobody's listening? It's possible to actually listen. Where it's possible to wake up and not be anxious about your future. Where it's possible not to live with anger seething in your soul, even with all the corruption and theft and all the stuff in the news. Where it's possible to run an honest, God-honoring business. Where it's possible for you to be the person at school that doesn't cyberbully, doesn't sleep around, doesn't send porn on your phone. Where it's possible to not need to project and protect and manage your image on social media all the time. Where it's possible not to airbrush yourself. Where it's possible for jealousy not to be this cancer that eats away at us. Where it's possible to become radically generous. Where it's possible not to be addicted, not to be addicted to the booze, or the drugs, or the food, or the porn, or the social media. We don't have to live addicted, church. And the good news that Jesus announced is that God's kingdom has arrived, and it's possible for us to live this way. It's the ultimate way to live, the very best way to live. And it's available to you and to me, to anyone who wants it. And it's available, accessible here and now. It's not something you experience simply when you get to heaven. God's kingdom is available here and now. Not only is it available, it's real. And so you may say to me today, God's kingdom, available, real, sounds fantastic. The life it describes, it's beautiful. I want it. But I'm not sure I even understand what God's kingdom is. I mean, what is it? What is God's kingdom? Well, here's the thing. God's kingdom is simply wherever God's will and God's ways are followed. Wherever His will and His ways are followed and where they're put into action. That's where His kingdom is. The kingdom of God is anywhere where God's will and ways are followed. So when Jesus teaches us to care for the poor, that's His will and His way. That's His kingdom. Or when He says to us not to judge others, that's His will and it's His way. Therefore, it's His kingdom. Or when Jesus teaches not to look at a woman lustfully. I'm speaking to the men because we all know that women never lust, right? There are some women recording me now. They are shaking their heads very innocently, as if they've never lusted ever in their lives. Back to the lust issue, when He says don't lust, that's His will and His way, that's His kingdom. Or when Jesus says not to worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow has enough of its own problems, that's His will, church, and it's His way, therefore it's God's kingdom. Or what about Jesus' teaching to bring 10% of our earnings, a tithe, to God in worship and in honor and in thanksgiving? That's His will, and it's His way, therefore it's His kingdom. Or when He says, forgive quickly and thoroughly. Well, that's His will, and that's His way, and therefore that's His kingdom. Or when He says to us, hey, don't harbor anger. That's His will, that's His way, and that is therefore God's kingdom. Or when Jesus says, it's better to give than to receive. Again, that's His will, and that's His way, and therefore His kingdom. So Jesus teaches us God's will and God's ways, and He teaches us God's kingdom. And then He invites us in. He says, follow me. Because when you follow me, you'll see God's will and God's ways and His kingdom. And you will begin to live in the kingdom. You'll begin to live the way you were designed by God to live. So a couple of years ago, Pastor Ken and I went hiking in the Drakensberg. It was a hot hike. We arrived up at sort of the top of a ridge and we'd been walking for a good couple of hours. We were hot and bothered. And as we climbed over the ridge, what greeted us but some magnificent, beautiful mountain rock pools. Now, those of you who know me, I don't need any invitation to swim. So I was off with my hiking gear and into the pools. Man, they were cold. felt like those pools had never seen sun ever in their lives. I mean, they'd had zero sun warming them up. You know, at first, it felt so uncomfortable, but it was like a real shock to the system. But then, 3 seconds in, I felt to myself, oh, these are so lekker. This is so nice to be in these pools. And so when Jesus says God's kingdom is available, that there's a better way to live, that's what he's saying. He's inviting us into the water. And he knows, listen, he knows that it's going to be a bit of a shock to us at first. But he also knows how incredibly good it is to be in the water. And so he invites us in. He says, come live with me. Follow me. Live in my kingdom. Live kingdom principles. And yes, it's going to take a little bit of adjustment. And so we dip our toes into God's kingdom. And at first, it does feel like a bit of a shock, a little bit uncomfortable. Certainly feels different to living the way culture does. But as we experience more of it, we realize how absolutely beautiful and breathtaking it is. And we wonder, what took us so long to get in? So here's the thing for you to think about today, wherever you're watching. You can either stand on the edge of the pool, hot and bothered, looking at the water, wondering what it feels like, but never experiencing it. Or you can follow his invitation in. You and I, we have that choice, and we have received that invitation from Jesus. We can carry on living our lives hot and bothered, bothered and plagued by envy and lust and addiction and worry and frustration and confusion and anger and criticism and anxiety. Or we can accept the invitation to follow him into the kingdom, a different environment. And as we do so, we will learn God's wills and God's ways. We'll start to live in God's kingdom, and we'll start to bring God's kingdom to earth wherever we are. Speaking of bringing God's kingdom to earth, I want to take a moment and just for a few minutes brag about how incredible you have been, Thrive. I want to brag about how incredible our church is. You know that this season has been incredibly difficult. Well, it's been very difficult for you. It's been very difficult for Pastor Ken and I and the Thrive staff team. It's been very difficult because one of the very core reasons why anyone becomes a pastor or why anyone chooses to work on a church staff is because they love people. We love people. And so therefore, not being able to gather on Sundays has been brutally hard. You know, Pastor Ken tells leadership teams and staff teams that she cries every Sunday. Genuinely, every Sunday there are tears in her eyes because we can't gather. However, I want to say this, in the midst of the difficulty, I've been blown away. I am blown away, and I will be blown away by God's faithfulness. And I am so incredibly proud of our church. You know, last year, so much happened. Firstly, we launched Thrive Online, like in a space of a week or two. We took our entire church online. We have the technology and the expertise to be able to live stream now, whenever we want to. Our reach as a church has never been further. People are watching from all over the country and all over the world. Speaking about online, Kids Zone is fully online, and they have got incredible content for their kids. Incredible content. I want to speak to you quickly. If you're a parent, the Kids Zone content online is phenomenal. You should check out Kids Zone's YouTube page. Connect in on a Sunday. We've continued to be able to support every single missionary we support. That's why I'm so proud of our church. We've continued to sow and invest heavily into Shine. Church, through your generosity and through the hard work of our staff and the volunteers that help with us, we've fed more people than ever before in our history as a church during lockdown and continuing this year. We've never fed more people than what we're doing now. We've never provided more pastoral care and support than what we are doing now. Our team leaders and life group leaders and ministry heads, they're in constant contact with their teams and with their people. We've never been more connected. Last year, 2020, we built an entire new space in Boksburg. Kids' Zone classes, pastoral care and ministry space, prayer room and offices. It's absolutely beautiful, modern and fresh and state of the art, right in the middle of lockdown. That's why I'm so proud of our church. We've just come out of 10 days of prayer and fasting just the other day. We're literally, church, hundreds of you signed up to fast so that they could move towards Jesus, hear God's voice, devote themselves in prayer. Hundreds of people, church, signed up to deprive themselves of all sorts of things so that they could learn to love Jesus better. And here's the thing, as we head into the rest of this year, we've got beautiful things planned. We're going to begin to live stream our services. Edenvale's foyer, we've got wonderful plans to open up that foyer and extend it. It's going to be incredible. Love Does is happening all the way through the year, both campuses, where we're going to reach out to our city. We're calling it Love Does. And we're going to reach out to our city and to our community. We're going to do things like drop and drive, park and pray, wash and go. Speaking of drop and drive, it's happening in a little bit of time. So just check out church news. You would have seen that there. Make sure you're connected into it. Hey, big news. Thrive Leadership Academy is launching 2021, March 2021. More info if you want more info on it and if you want to apply. info@thrivechurch.co.za for people with a passion to lead. Our life groups are going to continue to grow and multiply, and more groups are going to be formed. And so when I look at our church and I look at all that's happened and all that is happening, I see God's kingdom coming to earth. That's why I tell you all of this, because the kingdom of God is coming to earth. God's will and God's ways being lived out through you. I can't tell you how much Pastor Ken and I love you, Thrive. You are literally bringing God's kingdom to Josie, to Edenvale, and to Boksburg, and to Meadowbrook, and to Benoni, and to Hurleyvale, and to Germiston, and to Primrose, and to Springs, and to Bedford View, and even good old, you know I'm going to say it, Brakpan. Love you, Brackies. Actually, you know what? I think we should plant a Thrive Church in Brakpan. If you agree, pop a yes in the chats on your online platform. We do love you, Brakpan. Here's the thing, guys. Not seeing our church, it has got me down on some days. Some days more than others. The other day I was having one of those days, in fact, just last week, and then God spoke to me very personally from the Apostle Paul's life. You know, Paul, the guy whose letters to his churches became 2/3 of the New Testament. And this is what I realized. Paul, who planted all of these churches all over Turkey and Syria and Greece, he was hardly ever physically present with the churches that he loved. He was always either traveling or in prison. And so the result is he was hardly ever able to be with the people that he loved. I felt like Paul the other day, not able to be physically with the church that we love. The only thing that Paul had to help and to pastor and to teach his churches with were his letters. And you know what, church? Then God prompted me. He reminded me that God used Paul's letters so powerfully. His letters were the only way that he could influence his churches. But you know what? They did influence and they did shape those churches profoundly. At the moment, we have online. This is what we have to be able to influence and pastor and teach our church to bring the kingdom of God to earth. But in the same way that God could use Paul's letters, I know that God is using our online platforms to pastor and to teach and to care for you. He's using the camera and the technology and the voice notes to reach people and to shape people and to teach people and thrive. And the thing is, here's the thing, we're all involved in this. We can all be involved. We should all be involved. You might say to me, what can you do? How can you be involved and contribute as you sit watching today? You know what? Your role is not to be a passive, comfortable consumer Christian. Instead, can I say to you, invite people to watch the service with you. It's never been easier. Simply invite the people in your complex that live in the same complex as you or that are on your WhatsApp groups. Invite them. Send them the YouTube link of the service the past week. Just send it on to them and invite them to watch it. Send it to your friends and family. That's how you can bring the kingdom of God to earth. It's never been easier. It's never been more accessible to get people into Thrive Church's DNA, into our thinking, into our culture, into the love that we have for each other than inviting them to a service. You might say, well, what can you do? How can you be involved? Well, you can share the services online when they're happening. That's how you can bring the kingdom of God to earth. Simply go onto your social media platforms as the services are streaming and share them live. You can do that. What can you do? How can you contribute? Well, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel. Head over to YouTube straight away. Details are on the screen right now. This way you can bring the kingdom of God to earth. If you're in a life group, why don't you get your life group and your serving team, any group that you're involved with at Thrive, decide. We're all going to watch the same service. Maybe it's the 8 or the 9 or the 10 or the 5 p.m. We're all going to watch the same service in our own homes. But you know what? We're all going to watch at the same time, and then we're going to have a WhatsApp chat about the service. That's what you can do to bring the kingdom of God to earth. What you can do, how you can contribute, is to continue to give generously. Church, I want to say to you, can I encourage you, give more generously than ever before. This is not a time for our church to reduce its giving. This is a time for every single one of us to take personal responsibility for our giving and to stretch ourselves in our giving. I want to say to you, can I invite you and encourage you, challenge you to set yourself a goal, a target of giving 10% more than you've ever given before. Let me give you an example of why that's so important. Well, our online campus, Thrive Online, which we launched last year, has already cost us well over 600,000 rand and counting. But your finances and your resources count more than ever now. That's how you can bring the kingdom of God to earth, through your generosity. You can contribute towards our feeding fund, Feed a Family. Just reference feeding on your EFT transfer. That's how you can bring the kingdom of God to earth. You see, so many ways. Hey, you can pray for our healthcare workers, our frontline workers. You can pray for our president and for our minister of health. That's how you can bring the kingdom of God to earth, and me too. You can pray for our church, for God to meet every need, for our influence and our reach to continue to grow. Hey, for those who are sick and struggling, to pray for them. That's how you and me, we can bring the kingdom of God to earth. Thrive, here's the thing. What I'm saying to us today is this. I really want you to grasp this. There is a better way to live. And that better way arrived when Jesus did. In fact, the way he actually kicked off his ministry was to announce to anyone who would listen, hey, everybody, there is a new and better way to live. It's called God's kingdom. It's here, it's now, it's real, and it's available. And you can start to live in it right here and right now. You can get into the cool mountain pool right now. And you can bring it to earth right where you are as well. No matter whether you're in school or university, your first job, or whether you're at home with the kids, or whether you're a business owner, no matter where you are or what you do, you can start to live this way. I can start to live this way. And you and I, we can bring the kingdom of God to earth right where we are. But here's the thing. Here's the crux. Don't miss it. The only way to live this way, this better way, the only way, is by following Jesus. And here's why. Because all of God's will and all of God's ways are wrapped up in Jesus. So if you want to know what God's will and God's ways look like, if you want to know what the kingdom of God looks like, well, it looks like Jesus. And so the only way for you and I to live this way, this better way, the only way to live in the kingdom of God here and now, the only entry point is by following Jesus. Because he is the kingdom of God. So then what does it mean to follow Jesus? And how do we do that? You know, people can make it complicated. It's not. It simply means this: to study Jesus' teachings, to study his life, and then to actually do what he did. To actually do what he did. Perhaps I could say it to us this way. It is to ask the question, how would Jesus live my life? If he were me, how would he live my life if he were me? See, because when we study his teaching and when we actually follow what his teaching is, then we start to live the life that God has always wanted us to live. The kingdom comes in our lives. So, you might say, what does that mean for my life? Well, it means our anger slowly starts to evaporate. It means our envy and our social media lust starts to diminish. It means our frustration slowly turns to hope. Our anxiety and worry begins to turn into peace. Our addiction can become freedom. Our hate turns to love. Our grudges and judgments turn to forgiveness. Our lust stops burning so hot. Our greed becomes generosity. Our impatience turns to patience. We discover the person deep inside of us that God made us to be. And we discover the life that we were intended to live. And that, church, is why I'm better with him. And so are you, because he leads us into this life. Our vision for 2021, the theme for the year, it's called I'm Better With Him. We launched it last week on Vision Sunday. All of what I've been saying today is why I'm better with him. And that's why you are too. Because he leads me into this better way of living, the kingdom way. He leads me into the life I was always designed to live. That's why I'm better with him. And so are you. So how do you and I apply this to our lives today? Let me give you some practical things to do. Simply start reading the book of Matthew today, first book of the New Testament. Get yourself a Bible that's easy to read, New Living Translation, New International Version, and start reading Matthew. And as you read, take special note of what Jesus did, what he said, what he felt, what he cared about, what he taught, what he loved, what he couldn't stand, how he reacted, how he lived, who he spent time with. And as you do this, as you do so, simply ask the Holy Spirit to begin to show you how you can start to live like he did. Just ask for his help to actually do so. And you know what, church? Gradually, slowly, you and I will discover the better life, the life we were always designed to live. We'll discover life in the kingdom of God. And you know what, church? It won't be long before we look at each other. We'll be like looking at each other and we'll say, like the blind man did to the people around him that we saw earlier in the service, I'm not entirely sure how this all works, but all I know is I'm better with him. That's our prayer that we pray over each and every one of you and your families this year. Today, as you've heard about and as we've explored Jesus' life and what it looks like when we follow him into the life that he invites us into, be my privilege to invite you, give you the invitation that he gives us, each one of us, and that is to follow him. And today, if you want to do that, I want to simply invite you to text the words follow Jesus to the number on the screen right now. As you do so, some of our team will be standing by simply to write back to you, connect with you digitally, to say, amazing decision, fantastic decision, and to send you something that will start the journey for you meaningfully. Today is a starting point for you, not an end point. A decision to follow Jesus is the starting point of a life that you could never have imagined. A life with him, a life in the kingdom of God, here and now, the best life, the life God designed for you. Text the words, follow Jesus, to the number, and we'd love to connect with you. For the rest of us, church, may grace and peace be yours. May you discover Jesus in Matthew powerfully this week, and may the Holy Spirit show you more of Jesus, and may you fall more in love with him than ever before this week. Have an amazing week, everybody. See you soon.
We hope you have been blessed and helped by this message. For more information about our church, visit our website at www.thrivechurch.co.za.